The balance between a landowner's rights and public benefits often becomes a point of contention under the principle of eminent domain. Eminent domain allows governments to expropriate individual property primarily for public use, such as infrastructure development or urban expansion, usually providing fair compensation. While this privileges societal needs, the individual property rights are seemingly infringed upon. Landowners have rights inscribed in law, ensuring their control over their properties, including their use, sale, or lease. However, these rights can be limited if the property is deemed necessary for public advantages. Herein lies the clash between private rights and community interests. For proponents, eminent domain is necessary for societal progress, facilitating public projects such as roads, schools, or hospitals. Nonetheless, critics argue that this power is prone to abuse, sometimes serving private interests disguised as public benefits. Mitigating such conflicts requires effective regulations, transparent processes, respecting individual rights while advancing public advantages. Crucial in this dialogue is the definition of both public use and just compensation, often at the heart of eminent domain controversies. Thus, the challenge lies in delineating the boundaries of public and private rights, ensuring equitable resolutions.